Hello everyone and welcome to our meditation for Thursday, the 14th of September 2023. Some years ago I knew a man called Elf. He used to stand on the corner of Lonsdale and Elizabeth Streets in the city here in Melbourne and closely observe people. He always had a smile on his face and with each observation wondered about the person's life and wished them well. It was Elf's way of blessing each person, wishing them a happy, fulfilled life. Elf told me this helped him to reach out and love even those that seemed unlovable. Upon leaving the street, he would take their images in his mind and would spend time in meditation, wishing them well. Well, I ask myself, does love arise spontaneously for all people in the street and the supermarket? Do I have any love for the politicians that I don't agree with? For racists and people who perpetrate violence? Well, if not, I have some work to do. Beginning with mindfulness, observing our reactions to the people we encounter, looking for feelings of attraction, aversion and indifference is a worthwhile exercise. It assists us to identify any tendencies we might have in discriminating between those we like, those we dislike, and those we don't care about. As long as we continue this discrimination, we'll limit our capacity for love. Meditation is a way for us to be authentic and therefore to be open, a foundation on which to build a life of love. Try this. Imagine a number of people around you, your family and friends to the right and to the left of you. Now visualize in front of you those that you dislike or perhaps have hurt you. Now look beyond these and imagine that there are people around you extending as far as the eye can see. Don't feel crowded, but imagine that a sense of harmony and peace pervades everyone. Consider how nice it would be for yourself and others if you were able to love all beings. So now let's bring ourselves into the present moment as we empty the mind and refresh ourselves in the joy of stillness.